The Third Brand.
Audio.
Previously on The Lost Tales of Adventuring, the gang have escaped the Goblin Underground and followed the ultra-chill Crandon. In the confusion of interrogating Crandon, a small horde of goblins caught up to our friends. Without thinking, the crew scattered to avoid being overtaken by the goblins, just to watch their new friend Crandon be beat within an inch of his life. In their disorientation, the gang tried several different tactics with the goblins, like Chris and his stealthy maiming, Livy and her spastic yet distracting dance moves, and Skylar, who shone true as a leader, calling for what he would learn to be a goblin parlay. Deciding not to chop off his pinky to undertake parlays, Skylar quickly attacks, only to see the goblins roasted by sunshine. And this asshole who was faking being Crandon, is that worth sudden death? Well, Olivia certainly thinks so. But before they can escape, a giant carnivorous plant attacks and Olivia is infected with something. Will these guys live to escape the forest? Can they trust the silhouette of a man in the distance? We'll find out now on a brand new motherfucking episode.
Hey!
Shut the fuck up! What are you doing?
I don't know, man. He probably could help us.
Everybody I've met in this place has tried to fucking kill me.
I made that mistake once before, and okay. Then Smithy all turned
right,
us over.
All right, true.
How far up is the silhouette?
If you were to gauge, I mean, he looks like he's like 5 football fields away from you. He's
so
a pretty long ways away.
Far, we just
you
see
can't tell
something.
Who or what it is. You just see something humanoid. A silhouette walking through the forest.
Going like what? Like perpendicular to where we're...
Perpendicular to where you guys are. Not towards you, not away from you, just sideways.
Maybe he didn't hear you.
Should I shout again?
No!
Are you sure,
no.
Man? Her leg's really fucked up, man. What do you think we should do?
How fast can you walk, Skylar?
I'm so tired. Maybe we should head that way. We could try to creep up on him and get a
better
look.
As you guys are talking and stuff like that, you do see the forest fire that Skylar has started is starting to rage out of control. And because of its now size, it's almost created its own weather pattern of wind and hot air is blasting towards you guys for
okay,
how massive
gotta
this
go.
Fire is.
We gotta go.
Gotten.
We gotta go.
Right,
I'll drag
move.
My leg. I'll go.
So I grab Olivia and say, Skylar, grab her other side, and we'll run with her.
Let's go.
And so
thanks,
kind of
guys.
Support her on our shoulders okay. And run.
Okay.
It's like a sack race.
a three-person sack.
Yeah, three-legged sack race.
That's awful.
As you're doing this, Olivia, you start to get the taste of grass in your mouth.
I don't know why, but it tastes like I'm eating dirt and fresh moan.
Don't worry. We're gonna get you some help.
We're going to figure this out.
We're going to get you some help.
I don't know, you guys.
Olivia, you are in a panic, and you're starting to feel like your energy is just kind of being drained out of you.
I'm fucking fading, you guys. I don't feel good.
Stop a sec. I dig back through the bag to see if maybe there's something I had missed.
Going through it, you see that amulet with the necklace chain around it. You see the gold and silver, and that's all you see.
So I didn't miss anything.
Does the
nice.
Amulet like change, here. Like show some kind of energy?
Here.
Nobody's done anything.
Why don't you try putting this amulet
on? Yeah, I'm
going
to pull it out and I'm going to put it around her neck. Here, wear this. It'll make you look fancy.
Okay, I put the amulet around my neck.
As you put that amulet on, you start to feel like a little tingle.
Ooh, it feels like a light orgasm. Going through
oh,
my
what?
Shoulders.
What? Let me see
tingling.
That thing.
Do you take it off of her?
No. I just kind of reach out.
You don't. Nope. You're not touching it. No, I like this. Hold on. I'm finally feeling better.
Come on.
Let me just. I think I can walk.
Okay. So are you looking at the thing now? Or looking at the amulet, Livy?
Yeah. I'm holding it, looking at it.
All right. As you're looking at it. You start to gain some weird insight and you're able to look at the amulet. It starts to talk to you and it's telling you, this is the amulet of Purako. And this amulet gives its wearer insight on any object or specific location. Success or failure depends on the wearer's intelligence and the ability to concentrate.
Holy fucking
good
shit.
She got those intelligence points.
Good thing she has intelligence
points. Thank God. Thank God.
So you think you can walk now?
Look at your leg. Look at your leg.
And as you're still kind of concentrating on looking, he says, and
we don't hear any of that, right?
Yeah, I mean,
no, no, you guys cannot hear. This is only her. She has to relay what's going on to you guys. But it also tells you that use it sparingly. You can only use it 4 times a day.
Four times a day.
And then it fades, and then it fades off out. But all this realization comes into your brain, and you understand that this amulet gives you the ability to get weird insight to stuff that you concentrate on.
I come out of that little trance, and I'm just like, you guys, this shit's fucking powerful. It can give us insight. It's the fucking amulet of Parakow.
The fuck does that mean?
It can give me insight.
Inside.
Oh, like objects and their location. And
oh shit! Look
like,
at your leg. Look at your leg.
Okay. I look at my leg. Right. I'm sorry. I look at my leg.
Did you just get those waxed?
I get it. Thank you. You noticed.
Livy's really upbeat about her freshly shorn legs.
It's brand new. It's really cool.
And the vine running up them.
Yeah. Highly recommend. I look down at my leg. Is there
any? So you try to concentrate on it, and you're kind of trying to gauge. You're trying to use the amulet. Is that what you're saying?
Am I?
Yeah.
Okay, then absolutely. I use the amulet on the fucking vine crawling in my leg.
It's like WebMD. It's like some ancient WebMD bullshit.
But MD.
As you're looking at it, your concentration and your intelligence is waning, and the effect of it is not really letting you utilize it very well, and you just kind of get bits and pieces. You just kind of get the insight that this is going to kill you, but you don't know the name of it, how it works, nothing, because your intelligence and everything
isn't
else
isn't that high.
You got a shitty roll, so.
Aww, you got.
Try it again.
So what? What do you think? What do you think's going on?
The fucking amulet is telling me that this shit's probably gonna kill me.
What? What?
I don't know, but I feel okay.
No, you're gonna be fine. You're gonna be fine. You're gonna be fine.
I think we need to like keep fucking going. Get the fuck away from this fire so I can clear my head, and then I'll try it again.
Yeah. We'll find a way to cure it. We'll think up a cure.
We'll figure something out.
Okay.
Let's figure it out.
Let's go to that fucking humanoid silver shit.
Yeah,
let's go
that way where we saw that.
So you're looking out there?
Silver shit.
Livy, as you're looking out there, the amulet seems to turn on by itself again, and it's telling you that thing out there is a person, and his name is Irving Black, and he owns the Black Farms. He harvests corn and wheat. He's a worn man who's kind, honorable, and generous.
Let's go find that dude. Oh, wait. I'm not there.
This is all
you
Livy.
Didn't hear that.
Livy has
fuck.
To relay this.
I'm sorry.
And I'm still about, like, barely any energy.
You're
I'm
in bad shape,
subject.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys, the shit's telling me that we can trust that man. He's honorable. He's a farmer. He's good. He's all good.
Right, let's go. I'm with you.
All right. Let's go.
All right. So you guys make your way towards him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you guys like do anything to like yell or get his attention? Or you?
Well,
just
you said
kinda
he was like 5 football fields.
He's far.
Away.
Yeah.
Hey!
As we were catching up and gaining,
because he's walking perpendicular, he didn't get further away from you, really.
Well, but, I mean, we gotta make
as we're getting closer.
C squared. What's C squared?
As you're going towards him, you start to see him start coming into further in view, and now you're probably about 100 yards away from me. You've hobbled and bumbled your way. Skylar and Livy both in bad shape. Chris fucking just looking real sexy, but other than that, not in the best shape ever.
Just a pencil wound.
Damn, dude, you look good for being in battle.
I know, I look great.
Chris flourishes his hair left and right like a shampoo commercial.
That was nice. That was good.
Nice.
As this is happening and you're approaching closer, you see the growth on your leg, Livy, has kind of spread down to where your foot is, and it's only spread further.
You guys, this shit's getting fucking worse, and this shit told me
it's
going to kill me.
Bro, over there, hey, we need your help.
Okay, as you do that, you see the man stop, and he looks like he's got something over his shoulder, and as he does that, you see his hand go down to kind of by his waist, and his other hand is holding the bushel of whatever's over his shoulder.
I yell, please help us. Please, I'm dying.
Yeah, we need some help, man. Help!
As you do that, you see him drop the bushel of whatever he's got, and he starts jogging over towards you. Once he gets closer, you see he's got some black, coily hair. It slightly covers his bony, lived-in face. Looks like this has been a hard blue-collar worker all of his life. He's got some glinting brown eyes. Kind of looks... He looks like a handsome 50-year-old man, and Livy's a little bit turned on.
Nice.
But also dying.
But also dying. Okay. Turned on, but also dying.
Yeah.
Tingly shoulders.
Yep.
Okay. I'm very confused.
Yeah.
I let them know, you guys, I only have one more use for this amulet today. Just today. And then tomorrow I get four more times. I don't fucking know.
Maybe take
I
have it to... off for now.
But I have... my shoulders feel so good.
It's tingly and still pretty stimulating.
This is the only thing keeping me going right now.
That might be the only thing that's going to tell you what the cure is for your leg.
Yeah, maybe take it off for now, and then when you're ready to use it, then we use it.
But I use it with my choice, right? Like, it doesn't...
Well, the last time it turned on by itself... Well, I don't know.
I looked over at it.
From its initial thing, it was saying when you concentrate really hard on something or somewhere, it will activate and give you insight on what it is or where this is or whatever. That was the insight we got.
What about if somebody else puts it on? Do they get more turns?
I don't know.
It didn't tell me.
Oh.
Okay.
We might want to try that later.
All right. Irving Black, he gets up to you now, and he looks down at Livy, who's now on the ground and looking pretty bad. And he goes, oh, you've got the sprout.
You know what that is?
No, no.
She's got the sprout. Quickly, we need to get her to my cabin. Can you all carry her?
Yes, 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 yes.
Oh, thank God. Right.
And
not very well.
Who carries her?
Well, I thought both of us.
I'm feeling great and suave, so yeah, I throw her over my shoulders.
Chris is still legit. Yeah, Skylar's still kind of
I thought we were
going to
like put one arm over each shoulder and like three-man it again. But
no, I got it. Don't worry about it.
Thanks, Chris.
And I throw her over the shoulders. And
I'm like slowly fading.
You're a real gent.
He goes, you guys are lucky I'm out for the morning harvest. I never would have found you otherwise.
Thank you. What did you say your name was again, sir?
My name's Irving Black.
All right, Mr.
Irving.
Black.
Thank you,
Irving. My name's Skylar. Skylar.
It's nice to meet you, you special fella.
Yeah.
My name's Chris.
Yeah.
It's not special.
That's nice. Nice to meet you, Chris. And young lady?
Olivia.
We need to get her in. We need to get her out to... It's going to take us at least 20 minutes to get there.
Okay.
Okay, let's get a move on.
All right. So you guys are going to just follow Irving and go with him?
Yes.
And okay.
Should be careful out here. There's a fire in these parts.
When you say that, he goes, a fire? What happened to cause a fire?
I'm not really sure. Just we came from back there, and there was this giant fire. And
I think the goblins may have started it.
He fucking rolled a 20, so he buys it. Hook, line, and sinker. Well, you better get away.
Good rolls today. I like
you better
it.
Get out of here. He fucking buys it 100%. None the wiser at all. And he fucking starts leading you out of this forest, and you start to see the trees start to clear up a little bit. And about 15 minutes goes by, and you're finally out to the edge. And looking over at Olivia, you see that her skin has gone pale.
Oh, shit.
And her eyes have actually gone like a shade of green. And you can start to see her hair has like moss and little leaves and shit inside of her hair.
Is she turning into like a kid?
What's going on with her? What's going on with her, Irving? How long does this take?
You're in bad shape, but you're still tingly.
I feel like there's chlorophyll in my veins.
Irving's quickly, we need to get her into the village. And he leads you out of the tree line, and you see this village. It's not a lot. It's probably, you can count about 8 different huts. They're kind of really low rent, kind of mud huts made with...
Oh my God, there's like a town here? Nothing but rolling around in dirt since I fucking got here.
It's not really like a super big town. It's just like a small valley.
Just a bunch of mud butts.
It's just a little valley. I mean, you don't see a lot of like commerce. These look like they're just village houses. There's no like economy or fucking infrastructure to this at all.
This is still the first structure I've seen since I've been here.
Other than tied up in a tent, I suppose.
So this is Chris' first taste of this civilization.
Sweet. Do they have Wi-Fi here?
You guys.
I can't get any cell service.
Dude,
as you guys are talking, Livia's dying.
I haven't
you
checked guys. Facebook in over like a week. It's just not. There's no service here. I don't know. I'm slowly dying.
What if there's like events that you're invited to?
You guys need help.
I mean, I don't
know. Sorry, we're almost there.
Livia.
I'm hurting.
I'm sorry, I forgot you were there.
I taste grass.
Let's get her into the village. Do you have someone here who can help her? Irving, please tell me you do.
We do. I'm going to get the healer. Bring her inside my home. And he walks you up to the little hut closest to you guys. You walk inside, and it's pretty small. It's like the size of like maybe a studio apartment.
Where do I put her down at, Irving? I don't know. Where should I set
just
her
lie
down?
Her on the bed over there, and you see what looks like it's just kind of a big pile of hay with like a shitty blanket over it.
Okay.
And then you bring her. Okay. And as you do that, he leaves to go get somebody from what you can tell.
How are you doing, Olivia? Are you all right?
I don't fucking know, man.
We're going to fucking save you.
Olivia.
We're going to fucking save you. Don't worry.
Mr. Black's going to save you.
Livy is kind of being comforted by Skylar, who's gently brushing her hair, but you're getting some chlorophyll in your fingers.
I'm getting like moss on my hand. My hand's turning green like fresh cut grass.
Yeah, and it smells kind of nice to you.
Yeah, it's like you're like rosemary you or something. Nice. You know, yeah, this is good.
I don't know.
It's better than you used to smell. Don't worry.
What?
Don't worry.
I thought I smelled like.
You're gonna be okay. Like shitty roses. I get it. It's cool.
You had poop on you all the time.
Yeah, you had poop vials in your pocket. What do you think
poop
you smell
on
like?
Me once.
It's on your pants now.
Oh.
As all this is happening for you guys, you start to hear some. People running up, and it sounds like three people running up to the door. As they come inside, Mr. Black walks in. And he goes, "There she is. She's got it." And the guy runs up, and he's carrying what looks like a little wicker basket. And he runs up to Livy, and he starts poking and prodding at the main part on your leg where it began. And he starts working on you. He goes, "Hold on there, Missy. Keep your eyes open. Don't go to sleep."
Okay.
Are you going to cut her leg off? Are you going to fucking cut her leg off?
Please don't cut my leg off.
He's got flaming hands so he can cauterize
the
wound.
Shut the fuck up.
I mean, he's got matches.
Flaming hands?
He's dumb.
A forest fire just broke out.
He's being dumb.
I'm sorry. I'm just delusional, my man.
He just made my hands are fire because I gave him a massage earlier that just was killer.
It was a good massage,
man. Oh, you kids and your language.
Yeah.
Guys.
Shit was fire AF.
My fucking leg.
As this healer guy who looks like he's...
Great massage.
He's in his late 60s. He's got what you can tell is like this really bright blonde hair, and he's working away on Livia's leg. And Olivia, your eyes are kind of fluttering, and you're having a tough time staying awake.
Livia, stay awake. Hey.
I come over and proceed to slap Olivia in the face.
Mother.
Thank you, because I was going to.
Okay. Chris successfully slaps Olivia in the face, waking her back up.
Fuck. Chris, what the
Sorry.
Fuck?
That's going
to
leave
stay
a mark.
Awake. You stay awake.
Shit. Olivia, you start hallucinating, and the people in front of you all look like tree people.
Oh.
You cannot recognize anybody anymore.
Oh, what the fuck? Where am I? Where the fuck am I? Who the fuck are you?
It's still us. And this.
It's a bunch of fucking trees. This is like fucking Lord of the Rings. I don't fucking know.
So, hey, Doc, is she going to be all right, Doc?
God, what trees?
You going to be able to save her?
Why are there trees?
If you'd stop talking to me, I could try.
Where
the
fuck
am I?
Jeez, thanks a lot. I kind of back away.
You guys, I hear you, but you're all trees.
Livia, you're having a really bad trip right now.
I'm freaking the fuck out. What the fuck?
Skylar, you can guide her with your vast experience with drugs.
What the fuck?
There's nothing you can do. You just got to ride it out.
But,
you just gotta ride it out.
This tree needs to get the fuck out of my face.
I hear that up in her face. Ride it
you guys
out.
You guys got any orange juice? I hear orange juice helps.
That just increases its effects.
The third guy that comes in overhears you asking for orange juice. You've got the orange tree out in the orchard. Come with me. And he starts going over to Chris. Come on.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, you got oranges out of here?
Damn, oranges here?
So, Chris, do you go with him?
Yes, I go and get the
All right, Chris and that guy bail outside. Skylar, you're there with Olivia. You're starting to see her eyes. They're not as green anymore. And you see the guy who's working on her leg, he's got a lot of, like, little pliers and needles stuck in her leg where the original thing was starting.
What is that you're doing? What is that you're doing? What if we run into stuff again? I might need to know this stuff.
Well, it would take you many years at the university. To learn what I know.
What, you guys have a university here?
We do indeed, young man.
You mean like the League of Wizards?
The League of Wizards? No, that's a whole different class of people.
Oh, really? Really? What kind of university are you talking about?
You don't know about the university?
Well, I'm not really from this place.
Where are you from, boy?
It's a long story, man.
Well, talk. I got time. We're going to be here working on this young lady for a while.
God, you trees are weird.
No, this is going to take time. This young lady may die.
No, she can't die. She can't die. She's got to get home.
We all
got to get home.
I don't know how I feel about a tree touching my leg.
You just got to ride it out.
I don't know.
Ride it out.
What kind of tree?
A tree's telling you to ride it out, Libby.
What kind of tree are you?
I reach over there and I give her a little half slap.
Ah! What the
Stay awake!
You kind of sputter in and out of seeing Skylar and then a tree. Skylar tree, Skylar tree.
Skylar
Am I at least a handsome
Skylar
tree?
Skylar tree, you're just a tree. You look like everyone else, but you have little extra leaves.
Am I like a deciduous? Coniferous?
Skylar, I don't know what that means. I really don't.
Types of trees.
As that's going on, you see him go, here, this little bugger right here, this is going to stop it right here. And he looks down and asks, he says, Skylar, he says, your name's Skylar, right?
Yeah, Skylar.
Come here, I need your help,
Yeah.
And he hands you a scalpel and he says, I need you to very gently and very easily cut right in the middle of this here. And he points to what looks like the vein of... looks like the vein of a tree, and he says, I have to hold these two ends here, but I need you to have a steady hand and cut this just right.
So you want me to go long ways or short ways?
I need you to cut across, and he kind of shows you, and he kind of glides it across where the vein is in this.
Okay.
And
okay.
As this is going on, we cut out to Chris, who, Chris is out in the orange grove, and there's a shitload of oranges, and this guy goes, so what's your name again, fella?
Chris. My name's Chris.
Well, you're an awful
real
you're,
upbeat fella.
You're awful excited fella.
I don't know. I think it's your accent that's getting me in the accent mood, man.
Fucking dying.
Oh yeah, Olivia's dying. Can I get some of these oranges?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Help yourself. Do you happen to have any gold or silver on you though?
Not on me, no.
Whereabouts?
We might have some, but it's hidden away.
All right. You're not trusting new folks. That's smart. I understand. Why don't you grab yourself a couple oranges there? But I'm going to keep my eye on you.
Okay. Fair enough, partner.
He said, you catch on quick, boy. So, Chris, you're going to just pick a couple oranges off the tree?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
All right. How many oranges do you grab?
I grab three because there's three of us.
Reaching up to grab those three oranges, you're able to just yank them off. Nothing seems unusual about them. Seems like normal oranges you'd find anywhere. And he goes, so what brings you about to our parts?
I don't know, man.
Where are you from, boy?
I'm from a long ways away.
Yeah, well, we don't get too much traveling, so I probably wouldn't know anyways. But what's the name of it?
It's hard to pronounce.
Is that right?
I don't know if I should even tell you, you know?
You're awful dodgy there, boy. I'm going to have to...
Well, you're awful inquisitive there, sir.
All right. Well, like I said, you seem like a clever fella. I'm going to have to keep my eye on you.
Okay.
And he starts walking away. He pulls one of the oranges off the branch, and he starts peeling it as you guys walk back to the place. And he goes, so... About that gold and silver, you know, this healer's not working for nothing, right? You know that, right?
Sure.
All right, so how much gold and silver you got? We're going to have to take care of this and square things up.
Maybe we'll talk to him about it when he's done.
Your sassy attitude kind of touches him the wrong way, and he starts to get a different demeanor about him, and he starts kind of closing up, tightening up. All right, then. Fine. And we cut back into the Skylar and Libby. Skylar's got this scalpel in his hand, and
I don't know.
Skylar, you there's another guy in there, the original guy, Irving Black, there's the healer, and then there's you, and then there's Livy on the ground. Livy looks like she's kind of doing better, but she's still kind of out of it. You're still hallucinating shit.
There's a fucking tree, and then there's you, and then you're holding a fucking scalpel, but now you're a tree.
Don't worry. I'm not cutting your leg off. It's cool. Oh. We're gonna save the leg.
You wanted to cut my leg off.
We're gonna save the leg.
Okay. Right.
So you're gonna do it?
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go right where he drew his finger line.
It's a roll.
He fucking rolls a 20, man.
I got the rolls today.
But like every goddamn rolls. Time, Skylar's fucking.
Yes.
I'm just on it today. Fire AF, dude.
You cut across the vein perfectly without cutting off anything. You don't even see blood. It's perfectly shorn in two.
I always wanted to be a surgeon.
The healer's impressed by your cut, and he says, "You've got a mighty fine hand. You've got a calling here, son."
Well, I just cut where you told me to cut. No,
that's not an easy feat. You cut and didn't even draw blood. And as it comes apart, he clamps off the two ends of it, and you start to see Olivia's face start to get some color back into it, and starts turning fleshy and red.
Oh, hey, it's working! It's working!
What?
And you start to see the varicose veins in her leg start to retreat back into where that branch thing is on her leg.
Oh God!
Oh man, is she gonna make it? It's fucking working, man. Is she gonna live?
I'm starting to feel a little better.
Well, Miss Olivia, you can thank your friend Skylar here. I've never seen such fine cutting in all my days.
Holy shit, man. Skylar!
Surely she'll give me a blowjob later.
I don't mean to overstate the fact here, but. Ma'am, you may owe this man your life. I think a blowjob is in order.
Skylar, you saved my life.
And he says, "Oh no, I'm kidding. That's totally inappropriate.
But I'm not giving you a blowjob.
But we're all having fun. We're all friends here, right?
I just like to joke too, man. I wasn't that serious.
Thank you so much.
I was a little serious.
You see, Skylar pushes boner to the side of his leg.
The excellent precision gave him a hard on.
He tucks it.
He tucks it down the side
of his leg. Yeah.
I like how he told that.
Oh my god, I can't believe you saved her, man. How can I ever repay you?
As Irving's inside with the healer, you guys look up at Irving and he says, "Well, this healer here wouldn't mind a payment, I'm sure, if you guys could muster up enough coin."
Oh well, I mean, what kind of coin are we talking about?
Whatever you could spare, be fine.
Let me see. I look into my bag to see how much gold and silver is actually in there, since I had not had a chance to previously count it.
Do you kind of hide what you're?
Yeah, I mean, when you open it, you don't really like. You said you can't even really like see what's in there.
No, you have to really gauge it. Yeah, as you're going through that, you kind of scan through it real quick, as to not kind of give away how much there is, but you're able to. Gage, there's about 20 gold and 40 silver.
He saved my life.
Well, I mean, since you did such a great job at saving her life, and I'm thinking we're probably gonna have to stay here, you know.
Well, that'd be fine. You all seem like nice folks. And as he's talking, Chris comes in with the other guy that you still haven't gotten his name, and he walks up and he whispers something in Irvin Black's ear. And he goes, yeah. And then Irvin looks down at you guys and I think we'll take that payment now.
Do I see any change in his demeanor?
You see a change in his demeanor. His voice and his face all changes after this stranger guy kind of whispers.
I can offer you, I mean, you did a great job. I'll offer you 20 silvers.
Well, that's mighty generous of you. We'll definitely take it. And you give it to him?
I hand it over.
All right, Irving takes the 20 silvers and he kind of tringles it up in his hand. Well, and he says, "You know what? For this too, we'll make you a mighty fine dinner, and you're welcome here in our village for the night."
Oh, that's amazing! I'm starving.
It's still the daytime, so.
Do you guys have any nachos?
I'm not familiar with nachos.
You know, like chips and melted cheese on them.
Chips like potatoes.
Do you guys have potato chips?
We do have potatoes. Yes.
But yeah, then you fry them in the...
You're confusing me, boy.
Well, okay, we'll get to that later.
You have chips?
We'll get to that later.
As you guys are all looking down, you see Olivia kind of flutter her eyes, and Olivia, you're starting to see things as normal again. You're not seeing tree people.
Oh, God. Oh, God, it's you guys.
Olivia's back. Thank you.
Oh, you're gonna be all right. Fucking God.
You're going to be all right.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Skylar. And the healer. Where's Irvin? Irving.
Skylar gestures kind of towards his crotch
again. Adjust my pants a bit.
Where's Irving? Irving.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you gave us quite the scare, young lady.
You saved us all from the fire. I heard amazing things about you from this amulet. It said you were an honorable man, and I...
Your amulet now? That thing you got dangling around your neck?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Where'd you get a fine thing like that from?
I've always had it.
Shh, don't tell them about your amulet.
You've always had... Now, whereabouts did you come by that?
Earth.
Earth? What... Where's Earth?
Hey, doctor, can you put her back out?
I'm over here with the face palm, like, this bitch.
I think she's not feeling right. She's talking about the nonsense.
She's talking
right
pretty
now.
Funny right now.
Irving's trustworthy.
The doctor says, no, she's completely lucid now again. Thanks to your friend Skylar over here. She's perfectly lucid.
She's talking pretty funny. I don't even understand what she's saying.
The third guy is kind of in the back, and he has his arms crossed in front of him, and he's kind of overlooking everything, and he just kind of gauging that this guy looks a little dodgy, looks a little off.
Maybe we could walk around your town and have a look at what's around here.
Well, it's awful modest, son. We just have a little farming community here. If we really need anything, we try to make our way down to Darkfall.
Oh, Darkfall. I've been there. I've been to Darkfall.
Is that right?
So yeah.
So you've met Judge Falkery then?
Oh, the judge. He's such a nice guy.
Ain't he? Ever since his pa died, he really took the reins of that place. We haven't been there for a few days, but if you fellas want to go into town with me, we can do that after we get some grub.
Yeah, I mean, we could really use some rest. Is there any way we could... go tomorrow morning or something like that? I'd love to go back and see him again, too.
I suppose you fellas can hang out here. We don't have any urgent need to go to Darkfall at the moment.
And he looks down. Livy, you're pretty much healed up, and you see the green thing on your leg shrivel up, and it actually falls off of your body. Well, and you're no longer contaminated!
Yay!
All right.
Yo, this shit's finally off me. I feel much better.
Livy, the tingling is now in full effect, and you're digging it.
Mm-hmm. This shit's never coming off. Ever.
All right, the three of you kind of walk out. You're walking past the guy who you all kind of get a bad vibe from, and he's got his arms crossed in front of you, and you walk out of Mr. Black's hut.
I turn my head and look at him as we walk by.
And he eyeballs you, kind of gives you a look back, and he doesn't break contact with you at all. This guy looks like he's a tough feller. But once you get outside, you kind of see the middle of town, and what was once a busy roadway that led to the town of Dewhurst was unrecognizable anymore as nature had begun reclaiming this whole area. You've got the huts there and the three... It looks like there's eight huts kind of interspersed between this main road through the town. You see kind of dust and debris littered around the roads, around town. It's kind of unkempt gardens. It looks like there's not a whole lot of organization to this place.
Is there anybody around outside? Or is it...
You can kind of hear like a little bit of movement and whatnot from inside other huts, but you don't really see anybody like actively outside wandering around.
What time of day would you say it is now?
If you were to look up in the sky now that there's no canopy, you're approaching noon.
I'm feeling pretty fucking tired.
I'm fucking exhausted too.
I think we should try to regroup here tonight, but we should probably talk about what the goal is here.
All right. As you're about to do that, Irving says, why don't you go down in the back, set a spell near the garden? And he points out to the back where they kind of have, it looks like corn stalks and wheat and some other random shit out there. And you see a couple, like, little shoddy benches that somebody just kind of made out of tree stumps and wood and whatnot. Kind of a little gathering community area.
Hey, Irvin, do you guys have a blacksmith?
We do not. We have to go into Darkfall for that work.
I get kind of a look in my eye about Darkfall.
You start to remember that your friend Andrea was last seen there kidnapped by the people of Darkfall. As they start walking up, the man in back is kind of the untrustworthy man. You still don't know his name. He's kind of walking up behind you guys, kind of looking around and checking around. He looks like he's kind of gauging the whole area. But Irving Black and the healer are kind of walking with you, and the healer's about to kind of cut away and go towards his hut.
Hey, Chris, can I get one of those oranges?
Yeah, here you go.
Oh, thanks.
This nice gentleman back here was kind enough to let me pick a couple for you guys. So here you go. Oh, here you go, Olivia.
Thanks, mister.
Thank you, Chris.
What's your name?
He looks over at you and just grunts. Meh.
What's your name, mister?
I think we can save the introductions for the feast tonight.
Okay, well, what's on the menu?
You'll find out. And then he's being real dodgy and not very forthcoming.
I lean over to Chris. I whisper, this guy's kind of a dick, huh?
Yeah, dude, totally. He's trying to score some fucking cash from us. Yeah, he was totally trying to fucking figure out what we were doing, where I was from, and everything. And I wasn't very forthright with him.
So. When he mentions that he was trying to ask about cash, I kind of clinched the bag up a little closer.
Okay. And Livy, you're in perfect health now. You're kind of back up. Whatever they did, it's actually rejuvenated you, and you're back to 100% health. Skylar, you're pretty low, pretty shitty. The orange is kind of helping you recover a little bit. Livy, you do still have your wound up here, but it's closed off now. Something that happened with the plant closed it off.
Okay.
So you no longer have an open wound. Skylar, your belly is still bleeding, but you have it kind of patched over with your clothing.
Hey, Doc.
Yes, sir.
Could you take a look at this too?
You know, I kind of peel my shirt open so he could see. Okay.
Ooh, that's a nasty one. How'd you get that, fella?
Man, those woods were treacherous, man. There was fucking goblins and fire.
His eyes get big and he says, goblins? You ran across goblins?
Yeah, there was living plants and goblins and it was crazy.
Ooh, boy, you ran across goblins out in the forest and lived to tell the tale. You're quite a warrior, I must say.
I mean, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back.
You must be pretty tough. You must be a virile, strengthy, girthy man.
Me too, man. I got stabbed like a pencil stab. He stabbed me with a pencil.
We barely escaped with our lives.
Well, from what I can tell, this man's been through quite a bit, and this woman, strong woman to come out after getting clamped. But you, sir, I don't know about you.
Oh, all right. Well, fuck you too, then.
Oh, well, I don't think that was called for. I think we've been very gracious to let you stay in our community here.
You're right. I'm sorry.
He's just very tired.
I'm so tired, man. I just want to go lay down.
He is tired. He's hungry. All right.
I'll chalk that up to exhaustion, sir.
Do you guys have clean water?
Yes, we do. You go back behind that garden there, you'll find yourself a little pond.
Pond? I mean, do I have to boil it? It's not going to give my friend Chris the shits, is it?
No.
He's I had a bad experience.
That pond also has a river running through it. It's just a large area for us to gather our drinking water.
Oh, that sounds so beautiful. Great.
Or you could use the well.
Can I bathe in the pond?
We'd prefer you not do that. If you want to go downstream a bit and jump in the river, you may do so.
That's fine. That's fine.
Young lady, if you'd like to bathe, we can find you some privacy with one of the other women in the town.
Oh, thank you so much.
If she bathes, we all bathe together.
We have to make sure she's all right, okay?
Skylar protectively protects Olivia.
We really don't want to get separated. We have separation anxiety. We really need to stick together here. Thank you.
Well, you all seem like a tight-knit community. How long have y'all three been together?
For a long time, it feels like.
I give Chris a nod.
All right, guys, I'm going to go sit down over here. I am tired. I'm ready to sit down.
All right. As you approach the garden, you see it's fenced off and pretty well cared of on the edges, so there's not a lot of insects and birds and other whatnots. And you see a really funky scarecrow, and it has an odd emerald necklace around it.
Is it like mine?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's really one. It's a really shitty cut emerald. It looks like it's fresh out of the ground. It's not cut to look real nice or anything. It's just dangling around the scarecrow's neck.
Does the scarecrow have any clothes on?
Yes, it does. And it's stuffed with hay.
Man, look at that fucking scarecrow. It's crazy. It's like something from Children of the Corn.
I search the pockets of the clothes on the scarecrow.
Skylar finds hay.
I grab a handful of the hay and put it in my pocket.
Skylar recovers hay. And as you're all kind of hanging out around the garden, Irving Black takes a seat next to you guys, and he's looking at you. And he goes, "So, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourselves, how you came about this, and what pray tell may have started that forest fire back yonder? Do you have any ideas?" And he looks like he's really gauging you now.
We were in the middle of the battle with those goblins, and
they had a bunch of torches, man, and I think one of them fell on a tree and it just went out of control.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what happened.
All of a sudden, there was just a bright white light, like some giant beacon of something, and we turned around and realized it was fire engulfing the forest.
As you're talking, he kind of is looking back between you and Skylar, and he's he looks not like he's going to dig any further, but not exactly like he's buying everything you're selling. And he goes, "Okay. And how did you get clamped, young lady?"
There was this plant that wanted to eat me, and there were vines in the ground, and it grabbed me. And when I cut it off, it continued to stay on my leg, and it just grew and infested.
Now, those things don't attack out of nowhere. What were you doing to aggravate them blood vines?
I have no fucking idea. I mean, there were dead goblins everywhere.
Dead goblins? You fellas killed a few goblins, huh?
I mean, they were...
Those bastards are messy. They'll mess up your whole town.
Well, the sun broke through some of the trees in the canopy, and it boiled them to the crisp.
You found goblins out after lights up, huh? That's a new one on me. Them fellas usually underground all the time.
Well, I mean, we were going through the woods. They were chasing us. It just happened to be sunrise. I think they got a little carried away.
Oh, well, you're lucky. Not all. Some goblins are immune to the sun, so you're lucky you came across the ones that ain't, if you know what I mean.
If they weren't, we would have paid for our lives.
Wow.
We
would have been dead. Some goblins are immune to the sun? Well, fuck.
That's right. Several of them goblins that can come out in the daylight, they're mercenaries, work for different cultists and whatnot.
Cultists? You mean like the Pyry of Bones?
As you mention that name, you see Irvin's eyes get big, and he says, "How do you know about them?"
We've had a few dealings, not with them, but with other people who have mentioned them.
Is that right?
Yeah, they said they're not a good bunch to be around.
When you're talking about this, he starts getting defensive, and his ire's kind of gotten up by just the mention of the Priory of Bones.
You're not a part of them, are you?
Oh, you better believe I'm not. I lost my son to them sons of bitches.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
I get a real sense of relief that he's not part of the Priory of Bones, and I give out a sigh.
Okay, all right, so you fellas had your run-in with them sons of bitches too, huh? You ever come across one that looks like a goat?
I have. I think his name was Bortok.
That son of... When did you come across him? I haven't seen him for a year!
It had to have been like maybe a week ago.
Where?
I don't know. I don't really remember. I woke up and I was in this cave, and there was shit all over my pants, and then there was this goat man, and then the other guy.
Spit it out, boy.
Kevin kicked his eyeball out.
Bortok?
Yeah, we thought he was dead.
Kevin, that sounds familiar.
Kevin sounds familiar to you?
Kevin, something about that name. I don't know. Kevin, I'm not sure.
I don't know. He's
what was his? What was Kevin's name?
He was one of
the wretched one.
Kevin the wretched. You fellas know the wretched one?
How do you know the wretched one? fucker.
You told me about the wretched one.
I did.
Any friend of the wretched one is a friend of this village.
Must have been when I was high on poppy milk.
Yeah, you were high on poppy milk. But yeah, Kevo, right? He's the wretched one, right?
Yeah, the wretched one. He kicked his eyeball out. We thought he was dead.
My God.
We left him for dead.
You left Bartok or you left Kevin for dead?
No, I...
Where is Kevin? If he's such a good friend, where is the wretched
Kevin
one?
Flying away in his purple orb.
Kevin. Skylar, come back. Come back to us, man. Hey, you're doing Kevin. It again. You're doing it again. Hey. Come back. Come
back. What do you know about the North Woods?
My God. Anybody who goes into the North Woods doesn't come out again.
The wretched one is in the North Woods. I saw it happen.
I'm afraid Kevin might not be with us.
How did he end up in the North Woods? What kind of dumbass would go into the North Woods?
He got kicked by a bog troll.
Like field goal kicked.
The bog troll? The one? No.
Yes. The bog troll.
My
Grog.
God.
His name was Grog.
The mayor of Darkfall, last I heard, was going to go confront that son of a bitch.
No, he's really great, actually.
Who's that?
Grog.
We confronted Grog.
Who's Grog? Greg.
The bog troll, Grog.
Greg. The bog troll's name is Greg.
He's specified with an A, Grog.
Grog.
Was it Grog? I thought it was Greg.
It's Grog. No. Yeah, it was definitely Grog.
Names are unimportant.
The bog troll whom was not on a first name basis with anybody of civilized nature. How the hell did you come about that?
It's been an extremely shitty couple of days.
Okay, well, you're going to need to explain them shitty days,
boy. Here's what happened.
Because you're talking about the bog troll now. How do you know a first name basis with a bog troll?
Here's
what kind of whacked out shit you into, boy?
Do you... Shut up.
Listen, the bog troll was frozen to stone by the pelican. The pelican that we know.
Now, who's the pelican? Who's
the paladin.
The paladin named
Paladin.
Thaddeus.
Thaddeus the paladin?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good fellow right there.
Thaddeus the paladin.
No,
he's not. He's a piece of shit.
No. What?
Hold it.
How dare you, sir? That man is a hero and a saint.
Irving, he threw me to the fucking goblin, said, take this woman. Take her away. Now I can leave, right?
No, I don't believe that for a second, Miss Olivia.
You can believe me.
He looks at you saying this, but he seems like a stubborn man. He's not really buying what you're selling. What he knows of Thaddeus is nothing but good.
Look, here's the deal, man. That fucking Greg was thrown under a spell by the pelican, and the pelican fucking froze him into stone. And then fucking did some magic weird shit. I don't even know. He did some magic weird shit. Got him to start talking like a normal person.
You talked to a bog troll?
Yes.
We realized that he was under the spell of a fucking wizard.
See, that's how I know that Thaddeus is a good fellow. He didn't kill a bog troll outright. What kind of a gentile, nice young man wouldn't kill a bog troll outright? Give it a chance to speak its part.
Well, actually, Thaddeus gave that decision to me.
To
kill the bog troll or
that
not.
That sounds made up. That sounds like you're trying
it's
to take some of the...
It's definitely not made up. It's not
some
made
of the glory away from Thaddeus.
Absolutely
He double-crossed
not.
Us.
He double-crossed us. I thought he was a glorious man before. I even rode on his horse with him.
I
it was all great.
You did, young lady. I bet you did.
Yeah. And then when there was threat upon us, he was trying to fucking feed me the goblins. I couldn't fucking believe it.
I apologize, but I think you may have been mistaken. Perhaps some of that hallucinating you were doing earlier you did when you were around Thaddeus, because I don't buy it, not for one minute. That gentleman has been doing good for these parts for decades.
Do you know where he is?
I do not, young lady. I just pray tell hear the stories about him.
Hmm.
But I have come cross paths with him before.
Yeah.
Good man.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good feller.
Yep. I'll agree to disagree.
Dude, check it out. We thought he was a good guy, but then he double-crossed us, and then he left Olivia to be raped by these fucking goblins.
I was terrified.
Oh, now, I don't know about that.
He left his assistant to die. He didn't even try to save him.
What assistant? That man doesn't need an assistant.
He had
an assistant.
See, now I know you're making things up
now.
You're telling tall tales if I ever heard them.
He stored his valuable potions and stuff up his ass.
All right, how about we just agree to disagree on this subject? Because it sounds like you're setting your ways on your thoughts of Thaddeus here.
Well, I'm trying to dig deeper. You folks, I don't know. I can't trust
none of
you.
Does it look like we would just make up a tall tale about this asshole pelican for no reason?
Fellas that we found in the middle of a forest running away from a forest fire and a woman clamped?
What do we have to gain from you by telling bad things about this paladin? There's nothing to gain from that.
Your convincing kind of goes over with him, and he kind of looks to be dropping it now. You haven't convinced him, but it appears he's kind of dropping it now. All right, then. So, fine. We can let that go. So, I don't know what kind of food y'all are interested in, but we're going to make a few loaves of bread, and I believe old Claude back there is going to catch us a nice big pig.
Bacon. Awesome bacon.
Yeah, we're going to have a boar feast tonight.
Yes.
That sounds amazing.
All right. And he goes, any of y'all got any experience boar hunting?
I don't.
I think you could go with Claude and be a big help.
No, but I've handled like a rod and a spear before.
Well, you think you'd be any good on a boar hunt?
I think Skylar needs to lay back because he needs to rest.
I'll go with Claude. I should rest.
All right. Claude, overhearing that, he's still... You guys have all sat down around this garden, and you're in this nice community. Claude's been standing up with his arms crossed, kind of looking around all this stuff, and...
Who's Claude? Is that the doctor?
That's the shady guy.
Okay, did the doctor... He didn't say anything about my wound much, other than...
He just looked at it and said it's been closed over. It said, don't look good, asked where it was from, but then he kind of left
it. He was like, fuck you, okay.
Gotcha. Yeah. Because it's been, Livy gave you, I think, some green stuff, and that healed up your wounds, but didn't, like, heal you. It just closed your wounds.
I want to talk to Irving some more. I just want to ask him a simple question. I want to say, hey, Irving.
Yes, ma'am.
Are we all okay here?
Absolutely. When you're under my care, ain't nothing bad going to come to any of y'all.
What about your friend? He seems to be very on edge about us.
What friend?
The guy that... looks at us like we're full of trouble.
Oh, Claude back there? You don't worry about Claude none.
Okay. I trust you because I have this feeling that you're very trustworthy and honorable.
Oh, well, that's mighty fine of you to say, sweetheart.
Okay, I'm gonna go to sleep.
And he pats you on the head.
As I kind of, like, it's like noonish, you said.
Now it's a little afternoon.
But we're still out by the garden and pond area. I'm gonna take a little nap. Like under a tree.
If you guys all wanted to go to sleep, you could. Chris can go.
Actually, Claude, I'm sorry, man. I'm gonna go to sleep.
I'm gonna be clinching that bag. Like, I don't want anybody looking in that bag as I'm taking a nap.
And I'm clenching my amulet because this shit makes me feel good.
And I'm clenching my butthole.
Like I've very good. I've taken the rod, still wearing the gauntlets. Taken the rod and. Stuff, put it in the bag, and I'm clinching the bag.
As you guys are all doing that and you're about to take a nap, you start hearing some rumbling. You're not sure where it's coming from.
We never get a fucking chance.
Jesus Christ.
It's just an odd kind of rumbling and scratching.
Could just be some thunder.
Is Irving still there?
Irving's there too. So.
What is that rumbling?
Do y'all hear that?
I hear it.
Is that...
He starts looking around, and he's not sure where to figure out. Claude drops his ears to his side, and he puts his ear to the ground. And he looks like he's trying to hear what's going on.
So I run over, and I drop my ear on the ground right next to Claude's face. And say, what do you hear? Oh, sorry, I was just trying to help.
Claude's listening to the ground, and he says, we might have a problem there, Irvin. And he walks up to Irvin and he whispers something in his ear.
What's going on?
I hope y'all got some weapons. Anybody, might be ready for a fight. We have a certain issue from time to time.
Trying to sleep over here.
All right, fuck it. Give me the sword.
As you guys are doing that and kind of prepping, you see Irvin walk over to the side of the hut and he pulls out a hatchet. And that guy Claude also gets himself a hatchet too. And they both start looking over past the garden and they walk up to where the pond is. I don't know if you guys are going to follow them or just watch.
Yeah, we follow. I follow.
Okay. Skylar, Livy?
I begrudgingly get up from trying to take a nap. Like, you sons of bitches. I can't even get fucking 20 minutes. 20 fucking minutes. And I get up and I'm like, well, all right, let's do this.
Okay.
Claude, Irving, you guys don't have like a spear or anything? No swords? No swords here?
Well, we try to keep it a tight, close-knit community without too much violence and weapons. We take what we need for self-defense, but these two hatchets here are what we got.
You guys defend your whole town with two hatchets.
Dude, look, I wouldn't be questioning them. They look like some fucking brutal dudes.
This is just a village, son. This ain't a town. And as he's saying that, looked at you, you see something off to the right of the pond. The ground starts breaking loose and coming up out of it, and the ground bursts up, and you see a pretty large hole in the ground explode up, and four emaciated humanoid creatures with putrid gray skin and teeth that look like they're worn away with fangs, and they all have long lashing tongues extending out of their mouth down to the middle of their chest. And they've got long sharp claws and blacked fingers that look like they've been scorched. And they all let out a hideous screech.
Yeah! What the
I cover my
fuck?
Ears.
Fuck!
Scary underground creatures, motherfuckers! Oh, sweet Jesus! Will these guys ever get to rest? They're so sleepy. Perhaps not with scary underground dwelling creatures about to pick a fight. Woo-wee, baby! Our adventure's through its 15th episode. Yay! There have been leaps and bounds taken with the distribution of the podcast, and we get more listeners every fucking week. So thank you guys for telling your friends and sharing this thing. It's great seeing numbers rise and getting feedback. If you want to help out, please hit up iTunes, give us a 5-star rating and review. The more, the better. And share it anywhere you can, any social media you got. And also drop us a line if you want to get on the show or speak to somebody or ask a question. You can reach us at Mitch Stockton on Twitter or The Third Brand on Facebook. But until next time, for Skylar Robertson, Olivia Ogilvie, and Chris Hunter, I'm Mitch Stockton, and may your journey be magical.